Mic session number 21109, reel 2.
Len Harkin's reel 2. So the stove literally blew up, did it?
Oh, yes. But it didn't, first of all, it just blew the top up, but a hell of a bang. And then Sergeant Major popped his head on through the door and said, "What's going on here?" And they all said, "Nothing, nothing." And I just put a handful, a couple of clips in, and he no sooner closed the door and bang, it went off, but he never came back.
So how did you settle into the 5 and 4 for then?
Then I was sent back to A Squadron after that. And then I was put under canvas. And a chap there by the name of Tommy Roundell. Not many can remember him. And he was a bit of a character. He was up to all sorts of tricks. But what I did was a little bit all innocence. You know, nothing. I wouldn't harm anyone. And we were under canvas, not very far from the squadron office. Out in the Nissen huts was under a big row of trees, quite a big area. But this marquee we were in was out in a field. And we were in the marquee one night, and I could see some headlights coming straight for it. And this Tommy Roundell had pinched one of the wagons, had a few drinks, and pinched one of the wagons, and he was heading straight for this marquee.
Was that the one you were in? Or
yes. And I said, "Boys," and they said, "Oh, he'll stop before he gets here." I said, "He ain't stopping." And we just got out in time, and he went straight through it. And we never saw Tommy Roundell again after that.
Who was the colonel when you were at Chippenham?
I think with the Fife, it was the colonel was Scott.
What was he like?
Never saw a lot of
him.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe Powell was the squadron OC, officer commanding. Great, brave man.
Right. Mm. So by the time you got to the 5 and 4 fur, you'd done a bit of training on tanks, hadn't you?
Yes, on Ballantynes, Matildas and Churchills, before.
And that was at Catterick, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warmerston, Catterick.
Yeah.
On Salisbury Plain and on the moors at Catterick.
So were you were tank crew, were you?
Yeah.
Right, so what position were you
driver.
Playing? You were a driver, right.
Yeah.
So, how did you get on with the other members of the crew? Did you find you became a team?
Well, I wasn't a member of a crew, really, until I joined the Fifes.
Right.
And then we had a sergeant by the name of Bobby Wan, and good soldier, brave man. And Bobby Wan was, when I was made his driver, they said, "Oh, you'll be sorry." I said, "We'll see." And this morning when we got to the tank park, which was half a mile away from the park, it was in a wood, all concrete bays. And when we got there, before my time there, first of all, I was in troop. I couldn't remember what troop it was, but it was Hoplack. Lieutenant Hoplack was the troop officer, and I was driving him for a while. Then I was made Bobby Wan's driver, and they said, "You'll be sorry." And I said, "We'll see." Well, the first morning I got in the tank, I hadn't actually got in. And you put your headphones on, and it was driver start up, driver left. I hadn't started the engine. So I picked it up at the intercom and said, one pair of bloody hands I got. One at a time, the orders I want. So then Bobby said, I'll see you behind the tank this evening. And I thought, well, and this was by the monument at Thetford, on the Thetford Newmarket, Thetford Road. And there's a monument there on the right-hand side going from Newmarket to Thetford. And so when we pulled into Liga, I got behind it. I went behind the tank, and there was a chap with brown overalls, which I should have known. They weren't khaki, they were brown. Waiting for Bobby, and I said, do you... I said, what are you doing here then? Oh, he said, I've joined this troop. I said, oh, I said, the troop bloody sergeant is a header. I said, he gives you orders 10 at a time. So, within a few seconds, Bobby One came along. It only happens that this was our new troop officer. He had no pips or nothing up, just brown overalls. And I forget, but I did give him a nickname. I called him Wiki Wack. I don't know why. But, a lot of laughs. He always, when I saluted him on the road, he turned his head the other way and laughed, and so did Joe Powell, which a bit later on I will tell you the reason why.
So who else was in your tank crew there in A Squadron?
I can't remember the crew. In fact, I went back to Hoplax Driver after that.
Right.
That was when we moved to Rudston. I can remember going to hell on an exercise and driving Hoplack back. But I can't remember the rest of our crew. Mm.
Never mind. What tanks were you using at Chippenham Park?
I had a Crusader. It was Covenanters and Crusaders, but I was given, I can give you the last three numbers of that tank. Crusader, which wasn't armour plated, she was the ordinary steel, but not armour plated. And 131, it was a brand new tank. That was the last three numbers on it.
So what was the Crusader tank like to drive in? Can you remember sitting in there?
Yes, very comfortable, speedy, no armour plating. Good machine gun would go through the armour plating. But very speedy. And we did have problems. And I am trying to think. Was it the old Liberty engine in there? It didn't. It had a... heating problems with the engine, I can remember. We had... heating, and I'm trying to think now, it was a chain driving the fans on that, and they'd snap. And if you drove them any length of time, it would cook the engine. But to drive a lovely tank, beautiful Chrissy suspension, you could leave a road at, and they were fast. You could leave a road at over a drop of 4 or 5 feet at 30 mile an hour, and you wouldn't. Beautiful. Beautiful suspension.
What sort of controls did you have?
I can't quite think of the old Crusader. The Comet was the last one, and whether we had the old bar with the two. On the Crusader, I can't remember. I can remember the Sherman.
Difficult thing once you've driven another one afterwards.
Yes.
What they were like. So, did you go to the
Liney
Head firing range?
Liney Head? Mm. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, Castle Martin.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. So, were you doing manoeuvres there or?
Yes. There was rats there as big as dogs. Really? At Liney Head, yeah. And they said to me, When we went down to Lenny Head, they said, well, Taff, you were lucky. You'll be able to get home. And in those days, from Lenny Head, it'd take you a week to get home. That's, I think we went down there on the Gunnery Range. And we went to Kirkcudbright as well. And also another one just outside Sheffield.
Oh, yeah. Was there talk when you were there of moving to North Africa?
Yes. Yeah. That was when I joined the Fife, first of all.
Right.
Because the advance party had already sailed. And they never came back. In fact, I've been up to Scotland and met some of those. I couldn't remember them. They could remember me. Mind, I did get up to some tricks in the process. Yeah.
So, did you get bored at Chippenham? You know, did they?
There wasn't a lot to do at Chippenham. No, there was. I'm trying to think of the little village behind Forham. Sure, it was Forham. Mm-hmm. But the WVS there were marvellous. And, of course, there were women and there were young girls on the stalls. And I always did very well. We could always go in and hardly anything at all. You could have tea. Cakes, but I never went to the boys used to go. I'm trying to think of the place just outside Chippenham. I should remember it too, because I've been back up there to buy plant in, 20, 30 years after. Wasn't a lot to do at Chippenham.
So, did they talk to you about learning other trades? There seemed to be a policy at one time.
No.
Everyone having more than one trade or whatever.
No, can never remember them,
yeah. Yeah. So you stayed with the Crusader you were on?
Yes, yeah. With the Fifes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And then now, when did we get the Shermans? I know we had them at Rudston.
I think it was at Rudston, according to the briefing notes here.
Yes.
So you went to Rudston June 43.
Can't remember the date.
Yeah. So you got Sherman tanks there.
Yeah.
What were they like? Were they very different?
Well, you had a bit more armour plate in. They weren't the ride of the Crusader. Very reliable. They were very reliable. Of course, you hadn't met the German tanks then, so you know, the lot of the Jerry 88 was some gun, but the Sherman, if they'd had a tidy gun on it, would have been, but the 75s, we had the 17 pounder, but it was no match for the 88s. It was better than the 75, but the 75 was a pea shooter. You know, they could knock you off a mile away. You couldn't knock those off 5 yards away.
How did you feel about the fact that the Germans had far superior tanks?
A little bit demoralizing, especially when you lead in tank. But then you never knew what hit you out half the time, did you?
So you were training in your tanks, which you knew could be easily beaten?
We didn't know that. We were told it was the other way around. Jerry Mark IV, which I think had a better gun than us, but then again, we could manage the Mark IV. But it was a different kettle of fish with the Panther and the Tiger. Yes.
So when you were training, you were reasonably confident that, you know...
Oh, yes. Oh, we were told, no, they would bounce off.
Yeah.
I always said that if there was 10 Shermans in a row, it would an 88 would go through the first one and out of the back one. That's how good it was.
Yeah. So when you were doing, manoeuvres or whatever, I mean, as the driver, how are you getting your orders, and what was your sort of relationship to the co-driver and so on?
What, with your town commander now getting your orders? Wireless-wise now, or...?
Yeah.
Through intercom. You had A, B, and C set, IC set. I don't know much about the other, because I never done... I used to go off net. You netted your old number 19 set in. And, of course, when you were on net, and if you changed that, you were on a feather. And I used to get in to get to the BBC. I used to like the old-fashioned music. And, of course, the wireless op was always saying, I didn't do it. I said, you can tell them who done it. And they put you, because you were locked down with the coin, penny. You locked it on. Of course, I used to unlock it. And the wireless op, I don't think they ever split on me. But... you were on a fizzer if you did get caught.
Could you still get orders through them? Oh, yeah. Had the BBC on, yeah.
Oh, no. I couldn't do it in the United scheme. Right. When we'd pulled off, that's the only time I used to do it. Oh, no, we couldn't. And the IC set, that's the only thing I had anything to do with, you know, because the A... I forget how it happened. Because I've heard some very funny comments coming through when we were in action. If the commander had the pestle switch pressed, if he was on the A set, which was to the regiment, if he had this pestle switch and the driver or one of the crew picked up on the intercom, it could be heard right throughout the regiment. I have heard it coming through, and the language was pretty strong as well. Yeah. Yes, I only had anything ever to do with the IC.
And how was it quite a sort of the crew commander was very much the top dog, was he?
Oh,
yeah. The leader.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 So you were very dependent on his skill, really, weren't you?
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. I know at Rudston I was driving a hot black. I can remember it now. I remember coming back through Hull, and one of our tanks had gone right under a house, and they couldn't take it out because the house would have fallen down. It was the bed gone right under the bedroom. And I remember coming back this... lane coming from, I'm sure it was Hull, and coming down a very long country road, and of course the lights, there's only the white spots underneath on the tanks, and we were coming down this road, and I could watch the old curb, and of course you had the left hand driver then on the Shermans. And I watched the old grass curb, it wasn't a curb, it was a grass verge, all the way back. And I can remember getting out, and Hot Black said, terrific driving. But that's what I guided by the grass verge. If it should have changed at any, I couldn't go down a bit of cross country.
What sort of chap was he?
Oh, great man. Good athlete. Good all-round sportsman. And, of course, I used to get clobbered for putting the shot. I only played rugby. I only played rugby with the regiment once.
Where was that?
In Germany.
Later on.
Yeah.
So, did you go up to Kirkcudbright?
Yes.
The tank range up there.
Yes.
What sort of skiing were you doing up there?
Well, I was ill at Kikubri. I remember in a cow shed. I had the flu and I was bad. I did go out on the range once. And the Shermans, they're very high. And I can remember a tank catching fire and the officer jumped out. And he couldn't move in the mud. There was 3 or 4 foot of mud.
What had caused the tank to go on
I don't know, engine. There was an extinguisher there, but whether it got too much of a hold.
Did the rest of the crew get out?
Oh, yeah, they all got out, but the officer jumped. I think another tank came along and took them off. But I think the officer jumped before the other tank came along. They got him out from there, but he was up to there in mud and couldn't move.
I mean, conditions must have got very bad on the...
Oh, yes. Driving round, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. You enjoyed that, did you? It's the ultimate cross-country.
Yes. The Sherman weren't the best in soft ground. Well, mind there, the German tanks, I think, were at a bigger disadvantage. They had more weight. But... you know, the heavier the tank, the worse it is in soft ground. And when you get on a firing range where tanks are travelling the same ground, it churns to a paste. I can't remember a lot of it. I remember I was ill there. And I think I went down on the gunnery range once, and it was really rough. And I don't think I got out of it. One of it was the old tier bunks. And I don't think I moved there from there for about a week.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you go on Operations Black Cock and Eagle?
Yes, yeah. In Yorkshire.
Right, what were they like?
Pretty good. I think we got knocked out. Didn't know what was happening. You just told you were the umpires coming along and telling you were knocked out, and that was it, and you stayed there. I always thought one of those was called the Black Bull, see?
Oh, right. It's got Black Cock written down here.
Could be. Yeah. I always thought it was the Black Bull.
Oh, right.
But you could be right, because I mentioned to somebody else the Black Bull. And they said no. So you could be right. I thought it was the Black Bull.
Oh, right.
You know, being as the div sign was the Black Bull.
Oh, right.
And I thought that's what it...
Yeah, would have been sensible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How long did these operations go on? What were you doing?
I think we had Americans with us. Now, the Americans... You used to have so many of our crews go to the Americans, the RAF, the American Air Force. Of course, you had lovely conditions to when you went there. And I think the Americans came to us when we were on the scheme in Yorkshire. They didn't enjoy it one bit.
Which Americans were these? These were RAF, were they?
The American Air Force, yeah. Yes, I can remember that.
What was the idea of having them with you and you with them?
Well, I suppose there was a bit of bad feeling between the American Army, mm-hmm. well, any of the services, and the British. So I think it was make friendly relations. I think that was the reason.
Yeah. Did it work?
I don't know. They moved into the Warminster barracks just before we had to move out to go up north for the Americans to come in. You know, we went up to it wasn't bad up north either. We went into Bridlington, which was, I would say, better than the there wasn't a lot of Redstone. There was the old pub there. I remember I was going to Belter, a major. In fact, I never replied to his Pinky, his name was Hutchinson.
Major?
Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Pinky, we called it.
Why do you call it Pinky?
I don't know. But I was going to belt him. He stuck me in the back with the stick they carried. And he said, I used to wear my hair a bit long. And he stuck me in the back and said, look at this man. He said, he's like an Italian prisoner of war. And Jim Scott, Corporal Scott, was stood next to me in the parade. And I said, Jim, when he comes round the front, I said, I'm going to belt him one. And he said, for Christ's sake, don't. He said, because I'm going to be the one who'll have to march you off. Yeah.
So did you belt him?
No.
No.
I got a little bit... I got away with murder for a long time, but I would have been in trouble. And I didn't want to leave the regiment, and I think, you know, when you overdo it, it's time they're thinking of getting rid of you.
So, do you remember much about what actually happened on those operations? You know, could you see what they were trying to test?
Or oh, yes.
Yeah.
The only thing I disagreed with, they told us that the ground in Yorkshire was similar to that in Normandy. I heard that after, and I had no resemblance at all.
So, was it a good test for when you got there?
Ruined a lot of good agricultural land up there. Very close country, Normandy. It wasn't anywhere near as close in Yorkshire. A lot hillier ground in Yorkshire. No, I think better than Salisbury Plain and Yorkshire Moors, but not anywhere near Normandy. Very small orchard, very small fields, very close. If you could see for 100 yards in Normandy through a lot of foliage, you were lucky.
So you were doing endurance training, were you, when you were on the Eagle and Blackcock?
Yes, I would say yes. You were to rough it. Yes, I would say.
So field conditions, it says here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Was that the first time you'd done that, really? Or?
No, we were at Chippenham Park. We were sent out, given a chunk of meat, and sent out and to survive in the open country 3 or 4 days. But no tanks, just sent out and to live rough. I didn't, I went to London.
You went AWOL, did you?
No, there was nobody with you. You just went out, you were given that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, or Hop Black knew, because he met us in London, give us money. Those who were short could borrow off him. And then pay him back later.
Oh, right. Sorry, who was that?
That was Hop Black.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lieutenant Hop Black.
Right. So he didn't mind that you'd...
No.
What, did he think it was a silly idea? Or?
I don't know, we never got to that. Yeah. I think, as far as I can remember rightly, I think he said, well, I'm going to London. Who's going there? Now you offer cash, something like that. And I'll meet you at a certain place. And we stayed at the Sully Army then, shilling the night, for a bed and breakfast, and looked after you. Marvellous. Fantastic. Yes, he met us at some station. I can't remember what station. Oh, Hop Black, great officer.
Yeah. Len Harkin, end of reel 2.